Piro, you have 79 days to decide if you want freedom to go to church, the gym, a bar, restaurant. By Jeff Poor on August 16, 2020. Saturday, Fox News Channel's Jeanine Pirro opened her program by laying out the importance of the November election and contrasting the two presidential tickets. According to Pirro, much of what has occurred in the last few months could be the norm if Americans opt to elect for Vice President Joe Biden as president. Transcript as follows. Pirro, you're being conned. The biggest fallacy in America today just might surprise you. The truth is the divide in this country is not about right versus wrong or law and order versus chaos. Quite simply, fundamentally, it's about the left versus the right. You know, there was that moment after the killing of George Floyd when all Americans came together and said never again. But legitimate and constitutionally protected protests in support of Black lives were hijacked by left-wing progressives determined to create chaos and ultimately take down America as we know it. Almost immediately, they pounced. The police are racist. There's systemic racism in their departments, which need to be defunded, destroyed, burnt down or reimagined if you will. They burnt down businesses owned by people of all races and ethnicities. Remember, there's a difference between the movement Black Lives Matter and Black Lives Matter. The organization, which is Marxist and justifies the taking of others' property and declares the nuclear family unnecessary. And just this week, the anarchy of the left continued in Chicago, where I lived for 3 years, where luxury stores on the magnificent Mile Michigan Avenue were looted by criminals justifying their destruction and thievery. Begin video clip. Ariel Atkins, Black Lives Matter. Chicago. I don't care if somebody decides to loot a Gucci or a Macy's or a Nike because that makes sure that that person eat, that makes sure that that person has clothes. That's reparations. That is reparations. Anything they want to take, take it. End video clip. Pirro, these rioters were heartless, breaking windows as they attempted to break into a Ronald McDonald House where petrified children with cancer were inside. And finally Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, with one of the highest crime rates in the nation, where a weekend visit to the South Side is an invitation to be a victim of or a witness to a shooting, finally admits. Begin video clip. Mayor Lori Lightfoot, D., Chicago, Illinois. These were not poor people engaged in petty theft to feed themselves and their families. This was straight-up felony criminal conduct. End video clip. Pirro, thereafter the mayor who refused to allow President Trump to send help, admitted that the core of what happened, what she herself called organized criminal activity, was a planned attack. You just figured that one out, Mayor? And the latest, some radicals are not just coming to your city. They are coming to your house, saying they want your house, and it's not just the McCliskeys in St. Louis. Take a look. Begin video clip. Unidentified female, give up your house. Give black people back their homes. You're sitting there comfortably, comfortable as bleep, as if they didn't help gentrify this neighborhood. Unidentified male, I used to live in this neighborhood. Unidentified female, he used to live in this neighborhood. I can't live here and my family was pushed out and you're sitting up there having a good time with your other white friends. End video clip. Pirro, so here we are, 81 days since the death of George Floyd. Still reeling from the violence and ironically, 81% of African Americans want police restored to their communities, even increased. They are petrified because they know what they face without law and order. Yet, the left remains virtually silent, apparently satisfied with the status quo. So, if 81% of African Americans don't want police defunded and 74% of Republicans want this violence ended, who is in favor of it? What politicians on the left have decried what is happening as America's babies are being massacred? Like one-year-old Develle Gardner in a stroller at a barbecue, shot and killed, and four-year-old legend Talaferro, sleeping in his own bed in his own house, shot and killed. Seven-year-old Chloe Robinson walking hand-in-hand with her dad until he is shot dead. Five-year-old Cannon Hinnant shot in the head while riding his bicycle. Where is the outrage on the left? Where is Bunker Biden? Where is Nancy Pelosi? Where is his new sidekick, Kamala Harris? Folks, it's the left that's resisted efforts to quell the chaos and return our cities to places of economic and residential prosperity. It is the left that is refusing to call in the feds to stop the chaos. It is the left that has been telling you that you have to stay home and that you can't go to work. fining business owners or removing their licenses. Remember, it is the left that defunded the police. It is the left that said let them blow off steam as they pillaged and plundered businesses and neighborhoods. It is the left that watched as both black and white lives were lost or ruined. If I'm wrong, tell me what the left has done to stop any of this. It's the left that promoted bail reform. A euphemism. No, they actually pulled the wool over your eyes. It wasn't reform. It was let the perps out of jail as soon as the police finished their paperwork. And if that isn't bad enough, DAs like Cy Vance in Manhattan and John Hummel in Oregon refuse to prosecute protesters. Vance wants protesters to be witnesses against the cops who arrested them. Hummel tweeted how disgusted he was by the United States government and ICE and how proud he was of his community, who for 12 hours blocked the bus removing two illegal criminals, each previously deported, each with domestic violence convictions. So, if you like the left and their behavior, you'll love Kamala Harris, the most liberal progressive in the United States Senate with a record left of even Bernie Sanders. She supports repealing criminal penalties for immigration crossings. She slashed military funding. She too is coming for your guns and laughs at the idea that the Constitution prevents her from doing so. Once a DA, Kamala is helping raise funds to bail out looters who stole and destroyed properties. I guess, she changed her stripes. They want fear, panic, chaos, division and learned helplessness. They are on the left, the left's mayors and governors tell Black Lives Matter protesters and anarchists, this is your moment in history. Go for it. Have at it. Protest as much as you want. This is nonsense. Americans are afraid. Not only are gun sales through the roof, sales of body armor are up 80% due to the unrest. People are afraid. You too need to be afraid. Afraid for yourself, your family and your country, especially those who want to confiscate your gun. You have 79 days to decide. What do you want? Do you want the freedom to do what you want? To go to church? The freedom to walk on the street without worrying about being accosted or worse? The freedom to go to a gym? A restaurant? A bar? Well, then the decision is an easy one. If you like America today, Bunker Biden and Kamala are just the couple for you. They remain silent and allow, indeed, support the anarchy destroying our country and our history. President Donald Trump, who believes in the freedoms that started this country that have brought us to the height of prosperity, is one who will speak for us. A man willing to fight to make this nation the image of the one our founding fathers intended. You have a decision to make. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.